Katamon, that's where the people from the old city that were thrown away out of the old city in 1948, they went to Katamon. So what was the, Katamon was an Arab neighborhood. What was the story there? So even before the Jews surrendered in the old city, right? Katamon was freed from the Arabs.
What year is this?
1948. Yeah, 48. And the Arabs ran away from the Katamon. They were afraid. Katamon, Haravit, the Arab Katamon, was one of the most fanciest Arab neighborhoods out of the walls, right? It was built by Arabs, very rich Arabs, in the beginning of the 1900s. And it's considered very, very
exclusive.
Yeah, much fancy and big and
prestigious.
Wide streets compared to Beit Yisrael and the Mea Shearim, which everything's very narrow.
Not for Americans.
Yeah. בשלהי מאה מדד הפך קדמון לאיום אסטרטגי שממש בעיני אנשי ההגנה. Right, at the end of the days of the mandate here in the country, the British, so Katamon was a ממש איום, a strategic איום, a serious threat, why? Because there was plugot of armed Arab people there, and they used to hit the Mekor people, Mekor Chaim was right next to there, and all the southern part of the country, of the city, was. That's why they said they want to carry to conquer it. The Haganah said. So Chodesh Tevet.
Strategic.
What did I say?
Strategic means it's very valuable.
Yeah. So the Chodesh Tevet, right? In the beginning of 1948, after a long and bitter battle, Katamon was conquered by the Palmach. Yeah, so the people there that lived there, they all heard of the Tevach. Tevach, how do you say Tevach?
Slaughter.
Slaughter that, so to speak, didn't happen, but they thought it was Dil Yassin. Dil Yassin was a little town where Harnof is now, right now. A little town called Dil Yassin. And the Arabs decided that the Jews, they murdered all the... They exaggerate a lot of them.
They always exaggerate.
The Jews murdered there, and they raped the women, and da, 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 da. And then, since then, all the Arabs freaked out that the Jews do some harm. Everything that they want to do to us, they say that we did to them.
Still doing it to them.
Yeah.
And they are still nothing, accusing us of
right,
doing that.
Nothing really happened in Dil Yassin. Dil Yassin, what happened is that the... First of all, a lot of men over there dressed in women's clothing. It was also this big battle over there for two or three days until Hashem, they all ran away. After the Lechi fought there. Lechi Netzel fought there. So anyways, so they all ran away. All the Arabs of Katamon ran away. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did in order to prepare a place for the Jews from the old city to go live there. Yeah, the stuff in the house, the stuff of the Arabs, people, it was a lot of few months empty. A lot of people just, people walking by just took whatever they wanted. But the houses themselves were empty. And when the Jews were thrown out of the old city, they were able to go and settle over there. Yeah, one of the first mosdot institutions that were formed over there was Talmud Torah Chai Olam. In Etz Chaim. Yeah, it was the Talmud Torah that was here in this area, in Machne Yehuda. They also made a thing over there. And what else did they do over there? They made a mikveh over there. They dug the mikveh with their hands, with a shovel and thing. Not like today, being a tractor. They dug the mikveh. Yeah, and Katamon, in those days, two big tzaddikim moved to live there. Few tzaddikim. First of all, Rabbi Yisrael Zev Mintzberg. Yeah? He's like the grandfather of My son's a Mashgiach in school. Rabbi Tzion Chazan also. And also, Rabbi Tzion Yadler. He's a Magid, he's a big Magid. And those in the Katamon, also who lived, Rabbi Nachman Shoytek, Rabbi Nachman Helman. So his name was Rabbi Nachman Shoytek. Nachman Shoytek, why was he called Nachman Shoytek? Because it was always silent, always silent. He lived in Tel Aviv in the beginning, and then his mother died or something. And since then, he said, what is there to talk in the world? Then he decided that he's talking only Torah and Kedusha. That was a problem because he couldn't find a shidduch. Because who would marry someone who doesn't talk at all? At all. He didn't talk at all. If he talked, it was only Torah and Tefillah. At all, he was completely ilim. At the end, they found a woman who was going to marry him. Yeah? Decades, he was silent.
Did he speak to his wife? Just listen.
I think he just listened.
Try the best husband.
Igmar says. What?
Try the best husband, he just listened.
Anyways, Igmar says that a person, which umanut should he put in his, should he choose? Silent. Always, Igmar Chulin. Okay? He used to play the violin. Yeah, there was a Chacham Yonah Mizrahi, yes, other tzaddikim over there. Yeah, Shmuel also was very, so Shmuel also lived there. He was very close with the, Shmuel was very close with the tzaddikim, the Sfaradim, the Kubalim. I lived there in the Katamon. Shmuel Shapira was very close with them. Yeah, Mesaper Rav Nachum Burstein, he says that Amekubala Mordechai Sharabi, Rav Arush was very close with him. He used to come every once in a while to Katamon. He gave shir in a book called Dat Bunot. It's one of the basic books, fundamental books of learning Kabbalah from the Ben Ish Chai. And a lot of parts of Likutei Moran are not understood without knowing Dat Bunot, this book. So I spoke to Rav Mordechai and I asked him to learn with me a little Kabbalah. So Nachum Burstein says this. It's fine, you agreed to learn with me about for an hour and a half before Mincha, b'tnai, on condition that I teach him Likutei Moran.
Yeah.
That's what Mordechai Sharabi told me. You want to learn? I'll teach you Kabbalah, you teach me Likutei Moran. Okay, noon, the day started. And what could I say? I just said the first sentence, da, Likutei Moran. You should know, da. Through the Torah, all the tefillahs, and all the bakashas, all the requests, everything's received. That's how Rabbeinu begins with the Likutei Moran. He tchil lefaresh al pi Torah Kabbalah, ma zeh da. And then he started, I'm saying the first sentence, and then Rav Mordechai Shapira starts saying da. You know what da means? Da, you know what da? He started according to Kabbalah, the dalit, the ma'ani, the ma'ani. Right? And then I told him, I couldn't stop him. Just the first sentence, he was speaking Kabbalah. So no, Rav Mordechai, you see, I can't. You have to teach me Likutei Moran. I don't have to teach you. Anyways, that was the story. By the way, whenever Rabbeinu, everyone knows this. Whenever Rabbeinu says da, it's a stuff that from Olam Atzilut, very, very high stuff. Shkoyev.